What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome aloha, to our America. Show today. It is Friday, February 2nd, 2018, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone and put you on the air with your comments and questions. And yes, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three. So let's get right on into it. Bad day on the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off almost 700 points. It's at 683 right now. It's just been going down all along. And that is so contrary to the normal expectation because the plunge protection team likes to massage the stock market, especially on a Friday, so it has a happy ending. So the investors can all have a nice, relaxing weekend thinking everything is all hunky-dory. But it's been a real roller coaster for this week. And all I can say is it's a good thing those buildings on Wall Street don't have windows that open, or it would be raining brokers all over the sidewalk right about now. It's also today Groundhog Day, and Punxsutawney Phil hath come on out and decreed we will have six more weeks of winter. It's a charming little custom here, and I'd like to remind everybody that the same people holding up that groundhog as an authority on weather are the same people who keep insisting that you humans are warming planet Earth. Now, obviously, the big news is that the FISA memo has finally been released. They're already out there trying to rename it to blunt the impact. It's the Nunes memo. They're trying to make it look like it's just him, or the GOP memo. It's just the Republicans. And the corporate media and the Democrats and the FBI, they're all trying to find some way they can blunt the impact. But the impact is definitely going to be there. Now, for those of you who listen to this radio show and who read my website, we had pretty much worked all of this out already. So a lot of people can be forgiven for reading this and saying, well, we already knew this. Yeah, we did. But see, here's the important part you need to keep in mind. Now we have the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Oversight Committee acknowledging that the independent media got it right. And the corporate media was covering it all up. So that's an important watershed moment in terms of public discourse, in terms of the role of the independent media in this country. That's an important moment when the government comes on out and says, you know, those people over there, they were making sense over there at Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com. So that there is an important moment. Now, I've gotten a lot of comments from people saying, well, where's the smoking gun that's going to bring down Hillary Clinton? And you need to remember, this is just the start. And I know you can watch a movie like All the President's Men, and it goes from the beginning break-in to Nixon resigning in 90 minutes. That's not the real world. Sometimes movies give us an unrealistic expectation of things that are going to happen and how long it will take. If you go back and study the history of Watergate, what we just had today was the equivalent of the police arresting the burglars at the Watergate Hotel. It's the beginning of the process. And look how long it took to get from the Watergate Hotel break-in to Nixon resigning. It didn't happen quickly. And this won't happen quickly either, but this is the beginning. So, and as I said before, this is turning out to be the Democrats' version of the Watergate scandal. And basically, it says the FBI was exceeding its authority, spying on a political enemy of the sitting president. And the memo goes into a lot of details about it, and it is an embarrassment to the Democrats, because this is all coming from the Obama White House. It's certainly an embarrassment to the FBI, which doesn't want another COINTELPRO scandal to deal with. It's an embarrassment to the FISA court, but they're victims. They didn't know what was going on. They're acknowledging that if they had not had that ginned up phony Russian dossier from Christopher Steele, the FBI would not have even gone to the FISA court trying to get a warrant. The entire FISA warrant was based on that bogus dossier. They lied to the judges. that's what they did. The warrant was issued on bogus information. And that may be good news for Michael Flynn. More about that in a little tiny bit. So basically, we have secret surveillance by the FBI and Justice Department, supposedly in accord with this Trump-Russia investigation, which has gone nowhere. But obviously, during an election season, during a campaign, there's an issue there. What intelligence was being gleaned to help Hillary Clinton defeat Donald Trump? Now, Andrew McCabe is the one who's out there admitting no FISA warrant would have even been sought without the Steele dossier. And here's the interesting part. The political dimensions of the Steele dossier were known to senior Department of Justice and FBI officials. They knew the Democrats had funded it. They knew Fusion GPS had been the channel to get Christopher Steele. They knew that Christopher Steele himself was very biased against Donald Trump. He actually said to them, he was actually desperate that Donald Trump not get elected president. And the Department of Justice and FBI officials knew this, but excluded it from the FISA application. They told the FISA judges that this was completely objective, unbiased reporting on Donald Trump in Moscow. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. But to sum it all up, basically, the FISA memo shows that this phony Steele dossier was created to open up a quasi-legal means to spy on the Trump campaign. It was the pretext to spy on members of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. So that's what's going on. It's basically, again, this is the Democrats' version of the Watergate scandal. So the deep state and the Democrats are out there reacting. Everybody's reacting. Everybody's got an opinion. I'm sure you've got an opinion out there, too. But apparently, the Democrats and the media are out there saying, oh, the memo's a nothing burger. It's going to backfire on the White House. And but Trump better not mess with the FBI. Sounds like a threat. That, to me, sounds like threatening the president of the United States of America, which is a crime. Now, one of the other issues that came on out from this memo was that Steele was leaking this information, and he leaked it to Mother Jones, and he leaked it to a writer over at Yahoo News, and then turned around and claimed that the story, when it appeared in the Yahoo News, corroborated his dossier, which obviously it didn't, and the House Intelligence Committee said, yeah, the Yahoo article is not a corroboration because it came from the same source, Christopher Steele. So this is amazing, and I understand the desperations of the Democrats. I understand the desperation of the FBI, Department of Justice, and the corporate media, because they're all players. The corporate media was going along with this. This is as dirty as politics get, because they got to protect the Democrats. You can pretty much rest assured, if this had been a Republican president doing this to a Democrat, as it was under Nixon, the media would have been all over it, the way the Washington Post brought Nixon down. But no, these are Democrats. We can't let them be harmed. They're the future of the world. They're part of the New World Order and the globalists. Now, the author of the article at Yahoo that had information leaked to him by Christopher Steele. Turns out, at the time he was also writing for Yahoo, was also working for Fusion GPS. It's this little incestuous group of people. They were all in on it. And it's all coming out. So, question. Has the memo, I assume by now the memo has been read by the judges on the FISA court. And it looks to me like the FISA judge was misled and duped. And what actions can the judge take? Can he rescind the warrant? Wouldn't make any difference now, but it would be a symbolic gesture. He could declare the warrant retroactively invalid, and that will have ramifications for Robert Mueller's investigation. It's all going to go up in smoke. Congressman Jeff Duncan is saying this memo will shake the FBI to its core. He's saying basically the FBI was weaponized by Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration to spy on the Trump campaign. There it is, the Democratic version of Watergate. There is a unsubstantiated rumor floating around that current FBI Director Christopher Wray may resign over this memo. Good start. I think the whole upper echelon of the FBI needs to be replaced. We can't stand for this blatant violation of the Constitution and due process. Now, Trey Gowdy is out there saying that Adam Schiff, in his many efforts trying to block Congress from releasing the memo, or block the courts from releasing data on Fusion GPS, amounts to obstruction of justice, which is an impeachable offense. Impeachment can be applied to congressmen and judges, not just the president here. And yeah, I think everybody who is trying to block the release of the memo or claim that it's all lies, technically it's all obstruction of justice. Now, CNN political analyst Brian Karam is out there asking if America can even survive the release of the memo. Are we going to be a democracy after today? Well, Brian is a little off mark here, because technically we're a republic with a democratically elected leadership, or at least that's what we're supposed to be. Personally, I think we've been a democracy for a long time, as evidenced by the fact that our elections are just a joke and subject to massive fraud. Now, Clapper has had a slip of the tongue saying that the Steele dossier was used to extend FISA surveillance. And again, as we reported the other day, it was finally come on out. Surveillance of Donald Trump began the day he won the GOP nomination. And they didn't have the Russia collusion situation. They were just spying on him. The Obama administration was using the intelligence agencies to spy on Donald Trump to aid Hillary Clinton. It is Watergate all over again. Tom Fitton is out there saying that the Nunes report strikes a devastating blow to Mueller's Russia investigation. Yes, it does. Everything in it is now tainted. It's all tainted information. It's based on a warrant that was acquired with fraudulent data. And the defenders of the orthodoxy are still out there trying to find some way to get everybody not to pay attention to this. And the fact that it was released on the Friday before Super Bowl should give them some comfort. But it won't, because we're going to come right back to it on Monday's show. The FBI, which the other day was out there saying this is going to be a devastating blow to national security and everybody's name should be redacted. And now they're saying, well, the release of this memo undermines faith in the noble institution of the FBI. Well, my response to that was to repost my article on COINTELPRO, which was a major scandal involving the FBI back in the 1960s. And some very brave individuals broke into an FBI field office and copied off all the files of COINTELPRO and made it public. And the American people's outrage was so great, Congress was forced to hold hearings and to pass laws that would rein in an obviously then out of control FBI. And now we have evidence the FBI is out of control yet again. So you might want to take a look at that COINTELPRO article, because the public should never trust or have faith in the FBI or any other institution of government. Why? because it is the government. And it is the curse of political power that it attracts the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have it. Now, over at MSNBC, John Heilman is now accusing Paul Ryan of being on Team Russia. See, here's the new spin. It's all a Russian plot. The FBI are a bunch of really nice people. The girls all look like Jodie Foster, for heck's sake. So it's all a Russian plot. And even McCain is out there saying this is a Russian plot. You know, Nunes is, and these people on the House Intelligence Committee, they're working for Russia. They're trying to destroy the American people's trust in the government. Actually, the government's been doing a really good job of that themselves. Maxine Waters, never one to be upstaged, is out there now saying that Russia is out to get her. There's a Russian behind every mailbox and every lamppost. There are Russians under her bed. They're in her closet. I think we need to maybe think about competency tests for members of Congress from now on. And the Democrats, I don't know if they understand the optics of this. They're just making themselves look bad. And there was this interesting article over at My Catbird Seat by Mike Whitney, The Loser Democrats. And he's basically saying that anybody who is a true political progressive, you might as well start looking someplace else other than the Democratic Party. They don't have any ideas. They've become obsessed with everything as a Russian plot and stealing elections and clinging on to power. And they're absolutely broke. And the good news is the polls are turning against them as we edge closer to those midterms. The Democrats' chances of capturing Congress are beginning to evaporate. And the more they scream Russia this and Russia that and Trump is evil and Trump is bad, instead of actually doing something about helping their constituents, the worse it's going to get. Now, remember James Comey, former FBI director and admitted document leaker. Remember, he leaked documents classified to this university professor who then in turn passed them on the media, is out there screaming about the weasels and liars over at the House Intelligence Committee, not really making a lot of sense in his tweet. All right, I can see we've got some callers waiting on the line. We're going to start with Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think maybe Christopher Wray may step down from the FBI, but if he does not, I think it's justified for Donald Trump to say, you know, because he's trying to block the release of this memo. He tried very hard, didn't work. He evidently does not want to do his job in the FBI, so I think he had grounds to actually replace him also, just as he did James Comey. But in this memo, as I understand, I haven't seen it yet, and I'm looking forward to reading it, but the trail of money hired to do all this came from the Hillary Clinton camp, I understand. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Probably George Soros.
I mean, I've already got a copy of the memo, and I've already been through it. And, yeah, it basically makes that financial connection that the Russian dossier was funded by the Democratic National Committee, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and some additional money from the FBI itself.
Right. Well, you have perfect grounds to end this nonsense, this witch hunt, right off the bat. You have everything all coming together to say we need to stop this now, as far as I'm concerned.
I absolutely agree. And again, we're waiting to see what the reaction of the FISA court itself is going to be, because if they declare the warrant invalid because it was secured with fraudulent information, then every piece of evidence that Robert Mueller has is no longer admissible in a court of law. The case just evaporated.
Right. Now, does the memo itself have actual names? Or names redacted?
Yeah, all the names are still in there. All the names are still in there. And by the way, there is a link on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com that will take you to read the memo yourself. And it's very concise. It's pretty straightforward. Steve, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. I'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And for those of you who want to help keep Republic Broadcasting on the air, the postal address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to pledge to becoming a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And as I've said many times before, we really do need your help. We wouldn't ask if we didn't. There have been some setbacks. WhatReallyHappened.com just lost one of its largest advertisers. They were literally threatened to stop doing business with us. And there are other glitches in the system as well. So right now, we really need your help. As you can tell, we've hit this watershed moment of the FISA memo, and we're ready to take off and really press forward to getting to the heart of the corruption in our country. We need your help to do it. The bad guys, they've got lots and lots of money to use. We don't. And so we really do need your help. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to get on back to Steve Elkins. And Steve, please just continue where you left off.
Well, you know, this memo here, it's funny how many people were trying to block the release of this memo. And now that the memo's coming out, they're going to try very hard. They were trying to block it because they know the truth of the memo. Now they're going to work really, really hard to basically say it's not a valid document, discredit the document. It's funny, they go to the extreme to say, no, no, we can't release this, we can't release this. Of course, they always want to use the in the interest of national security, which, well, it shows the bad apples in your administration. Other than that, it doesn't threaten the safety of our nation. It shows that you have some bad apples in your administration. But they're going to try very hard. They tried very hard to block the release. Now they're going to try very hard to discredit the document, saying it's not true, none of it's true. It's funny. It's the wishy-washiness of these people. You know, when it doesn't work their way, they'll try to find another angle to actually now to discredit the document. But, you know, it's perfect timing right now. I mean, it's valid. I'm sure it is. That's why they tried to block it. But now is the perfect timing is actually to dismantle and rebuild this agency and give them the mission statement where their power lies and not to exceed this power. We need to shape them up, basically, and reorganize and say, here's your mission statement, and anything beyond that is an abuse of power. It shows that the FBI played partisan politics, and Hillary and Obama, and maybe even George Soros was part of it, but their goal was to derail the Trump campaign. They got caught.
Yes.
There you go.
They absolutely did, and it's out there now. And they're going to have a tough time discrediting the document simply because, I mean, there is supporting evidence behind everything in there. It is issued by the United States Congress. This is an official congressional memo. It's not like it's coming from the midnight sun or something like that. And that's why this is so important, because we've had this stuff out on Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com and Michael Herzog's show and everything and your show for a long time. And the establishment media was, well, they're just conspiracy wackos. And now all of a sudden we have the U.S. government verifying we had pretty much worked this out correctly. And that's why this is such an important moment. But again, this is just the beginning of what's going to be a very long and rancorous process. But I don't know about you. I can just see the desperation in the faces of all those Democrats, because along with being broke, along with carrying the stain of Hillary, this scandal is going to play out over this year. And if Trump is smart, he's going to let this go into the autumn in order to have the maximum impact on the midterm elections.
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah, you know, I agree with that other caller saying about, you know, democracy, you know, yes, we don't really live in a democracy, a constitutional republic, which is not really abiding by the Constitution anymore. But, you know, I mean, we believed at one time that the FBI and the CIA and these agencies were all there, and they're good guys, and they're the good guys are all working for us in our favor. But, you know, showing that they played partisan politics here in the FBI, and that they actually did, you know, they went into their office and they went over their power of what they were supposed to be doing. I say this is perfect timing. Perfect time to dismantle, throw out, fire, and you have just cause to do so and try to reestablish an agency here and with a mission statement and never to go beyond their powers. I think it's good timing.
Well, intelligence agencies are always dangerous things to have, and we've got way too many of them. But again, the president as the chief executive and the FBI and the Department of Justice are part of the executive branch. He can fire anybody he wants anytime he wants. Now, obviously, the Democrats and the corporate media are going to scream bloody murder, that it's all about blocking the Russia investigation. But frankly, with the revelation that the entire FISA warrant was based on this bogus manufactured dossier, the FISA court may declare the warrant invalid, and that will be the end of the entire case. Because somebody's going to say to Robert Mueller, it's time to show down your cards. Okay, after a year and $10 million, do you actually have any evidence or not? And don't give me this. We know he did it, but we can't tell you how we know because it's national security. Anyway, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. We got to let you go
thank
and
you.
Take another break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We have a breaking news story here. Police have found the FISA memo in Fort Marcy Park, nailed to a tree and shot twice in the header. The FBI has declared it an obvious suicide and ordered the remains to be immediately cremated. Okay, we're going to go back to the phone calls now. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. That was beautiful. I read the FISA memo. It was posted on CBC, and they've taken it down. But I just want to like go through it really quickly to make sure that I have it right in my mind. So you have Clinton campaign, the DNC, and you know some other people, the FBI, funding this dossier that Christopher Steele came up, and it was funded through GPS Fusion, right?
Yes, Fusion
and
GPS.
Steele's wife worked at GPS Fusion, or Fusion GPS.
Yes.
Okay, and then you have the FBI investigators. Okay, so anyways, this is quote-unquote this dossier that Steele came up with. And then, so you have the FBI, who I guess goes through David Rosenstein. They want to put a wiretap on Carter Page, right, who was a Trump to Trump campaign advisor. And then you have Dave Rodenstein, also is supervising the Robert Mueller investigation. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought it was all about. And, well, obviously, this is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. I mean, Jesus.
Oh, it absolutely is. And this is the only beginning here because you have these people taking what they knew was a politically motivated piece of writing to the FISA court to get the warrant. And it was specifically on Carter Page on this idea that Trump was somehow being blackmailed by Russia. Well, if the dossier is discredited, then that whole case is gone. And the probable cause to be spying on an American citizen goes out the window. But it wasn't just Carter Page. There's a loophole in the FISA law that basically says, you know, you're not just going to record one side of a conversation. Any communication Carter Page had with anybody, those other parties were also being spied on. So we're probably talking actually a widely cast net that took in hundreds of people.
Yeah, and but also this apparently this application was reapplied for through Rosenstein.
Well, it was several people took part in it because a FISA warrant is not open ended. It has to be basically renewed every so often. So basically, a FISA has to be renewed every 90 days, and each renewal requires a separate finding of probable cause. Then Director James Comey signed three of these FISA applications on behalf of the FBI, and Deputy Director Andrew McCabe signed one. Then Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, and then Acting Deputy Attorney General Dana Bonte, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein each signed one or more. So they were all basically signing these applications and saying, we have this dossier, the Russians are blackmailing Trump, we need to basically go continue to spy on him.
And Putin is laughing his butt off, isn't he?
Well, I imagine that he probably is.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's very
serious.
You've
got to get him on your show.
Everybody is – yeah, I'm sure I can get Putin on my show. Everybody is scapegoating Russia. And right now we face a very real possibility that the deep state, the intelligence agencies, are going to do something really dramatic and desperate to take everybody's mind off of this. And of course, we've got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend and very obviously machinations leading toward war. We could see some kind of a false flag to basically get a shooting war going. And the message we'll get from the corporate media is, look, we're in a real war now. You can't be concerned about these little tiny infractions of the law by the FBI. We need those agents out there to hunt down the Russian spies in our midst, blah, 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 blah.
It won't fly. I can't see something like that ever flying. I mean, you know,
it'll fly with that segment of the population that doesn't know how to use a computer.
Or they're not very bright. Or they're diehard liberals. You know, like when I was younger, I used to be a liberal. But then, you know, I realized that, what are you doing with my money? You know, I'm not happy with this, and I have no choice but to give it to them. Anyway, Mike, you were spot on the whole time. You know.
Thank you.
You're great. You're great. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, Mike.
And Humble. Don't forget Humble. I have more Humble than any 12 other men you're ever going to meet. Thank you very much for the phone call, Al. We're going to switch on over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know what? It's not like this is new stuff. You've been saying this for months. Sean Hannity's been saying it for months. It's been out there for months. And the mainstream corporate media, has purposely, part of the problem, looked away. They have drumbeat for this whole thing, showing just how under control of the national security establishment, the CIA, the FBI, that they really are, and how partisan they really are. But they've been doing it for months. And Mike, talking about the war you're talking about, it has made it impossible for Trump to treat with the Russians, the only country in the world that can wipe out the world completely along with ourselves, the only one that we absolutely have to get along with. And yet they've made it impossible to do that. Lives are going to be lost because of that. We are deeper into Syria because of that. And then you look back and say again, not only was this all these people, Comey and Mueller and Rosenstein and all these other guys, all Obama appointees, the DNC, who, you know, where Hillary may have controlled most of it, a lot of it, Obama was still the titular head of the Democratic Party. And none of these guys for these FISA warrants was in the FBI. None of them, all Obama appointees were about to go and surveil a presidential candidate in a presidential election without the absolute assurance that they had and the go-ahead from Obama. It absolutely, it rests with him. All his appointees, his appointee Hillary, it's all Obama. And at what point, you know, I hope to God that it comes out, and I hope you're right that they play this out through the election. And you know what? Soros is in there too, because as soon as the election ended, and by the way, you remember that right about a week or 10 days before the election, Obama was in some town hall or meet the candidate, you know, whatever kind of thing, and he was saying that Trump, he said this on the air, Trump would never be president. You remember that?
I remember that. I remember all the people who were out there saying Trump will never be president, and they were selling that message. But you know that Obama actually has an office in Washington, D.C., and it's like only a couple of blocks away from the White House. So he's basically still in Washington, D.C., you know, running his own little parallel government, which unfortunately includes a lot of the staffers inside the Trump White House. This memo is just the very, very beginning. And yes, we all knew this stuff was going on, but this represents an official acknowledgement where the government is now saying, yeah, this actually was going on. And this is going to be the beginning of a huge unraveling, and it is going to take a time. We're going to be dealing with more revelations right up until the midterm elections.
Mike, as soon as the election was lost and Hillary couldn't come out that day, and when she came out finally, she was wearing the purple. And by that time, the Soros groups, the paid-for Soros groups, were already out there, you know, basically rioting and demonstrating, violently demonstrating all over the country at Soros' behest. Soros, one of her main campaign donors, and one of the main campaign donors to the Democratic Party, and violent demonstrations all over the country for months. Again, all this happened. Obama then and his administration reauthorized the FISA memos while Trump was president-elect. And they all knew that it was based on a crap made up, paid for by Hillary Clinton, which means also by Obama too, really, you know, the Fusion GPS thing. And
yes.
Then when you contrast that, Mike, with what they did not do with the Hillary investigation, they didn't even put her under oath. Get her server. They didn't do any of that. They immunized everybody who could rat her out.
Yes. Absolutely. And we know that, again, this protection of Hillary's email server scandal was done not just to protect Hillary Clinton, but Obama himself. Now, remember when he came out on TV when the email server scandal first broke, and he said, first I've heard of it. It was on the news last night. I had no idea Hillary Clinton was operating a server outside the government secure system. Then it's come out more recently that Barack Obama was communicating with Hillary using her private email server and included classified documents. And so that's why everybody was told to just make this go away, because Hillary is open to Title 18 prosecution, so is Obama. And I don't know what the statute of limitations are for Title 18, but I can imagine it's not short. But yeah, and this... It's a big stinking pile of poo.
And Mike, Susan Rice and others were doing all that unmasking, which has gone away also.
Yes.
And that needs to be resurrected. All these people were Obama's right-hand people. This
yes.
guy was, it was and is, he is poison. But, and he's laid to all these bombshells. There's nothing that, think of what might have been accomplished in the last year if all this bullcrap wasn't going on. And all that can be laid to his absolutely egomaniacal feet. So.
Well, he's definitely a figurehead, but he didn't do it all by himself. He had the FBI to help him. And again, Obama is technically out of office. He doesn't have any legal authority, but still the FBI, CIA, NSA are still trying to help him. And that's what we mean by the deep state corruption. They're all tangled up in this web of corruption, which includes the CIA gun and drug running out of Arkansas. It includes all kinds of wet work, Vince Foster, Seth Rich. It involves the Clinton Foundation, which everybody in the Beltway was dipping into one way or the other. You're the Uranium One deal. A lot of people got a little taste of that one. Now we've got this new scandal emerging where they basically have leased this gigantic container shipping terminal down in Florida to this Iraqi individual who was supposedly part of Saddam Hussein's development program for weapons of mass destruction. And again, the money, the pay-for-play just pours on in. And, yeah, we need to dig this all out, and we need to put it before the American people.
Well, you remember also, a week before he left office, Obama changed the way intelligence was shared and made it so that they could share intelligence amongst all the 16 or 17 of the known intelligence agencies. And so making all these leaks and lies and disinformation, things like the dossier, able to be shared amongst other people and then leaked to the press from them. So he widened
yes.
the area that this could be released, and he did that on purpose again. I'm telling you that all this, the Soros, the FISA, all this was plotted and planned and could not have been carried out without the chief executive being absolutely behind it.
I agree. I absolutely agree. But he's not the sole player. He was working in concert with Hillary. He's working in concert with the Central Intelligence Agency. Remember, they've got a lot to lose. They're just as scared of public exposure as the FBI is. And so they're all circling the wagons. And they see all of us out here in the rest of America. We're the engines. You know, we've got our bows and arrows and our feathers on and everything. And Washington, D.C. is circling the wagons to hold us all off. Anyway, Peter, thank you for the information. I need to let you go. The phone lines are loaded up, and I want to give everybody a turn here. So let's switch over to Nathan in Northern California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I'll try to make this real quick for you. I was watching Dick Morris about 4 to 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he proposed a pretty good question. It was only one sentence, but he said, is fusion GPS CIA? And he was, you know, meaning is it a front company like Air America and CT Maine that John Perkins worked for?
Could very well be.
Yeah, well, Perkins said, if someone gets caught, I got it written here, you know, they can't be traced, you know, to the government or the CIA. And we all know that Perkins went down and, you know, did some pretty nasty work in South America threatening, you know, these leaders' lives. And so I really think that, you know, Dick Morris might be right on the money with that. I bet you Fusion GPS is, in fact, CIA. People don't know this, but they were investigating Romney in 2012, and they were also involved, according to Hagman and Hagman, a lot of people that in Fusion GPS, they were investigating the birth certificate thing with Joe Arpaio. And so I'm really thinking that it's not just the FBI and the Justice Department. It's the FBI. It's the CIA. It's the NSA.
Yes.
Obama has had everything weaponized. And are we going to find out if Fusion GPS is CIA? Well, that's classified. And, you know, I don't trust Congress to get to the bottom of anything.
Well, no, that's why we have to get to the bottom of it. We're ahead of the curve. Congress just caught up with us is basically what happened. Anyway, listen, Nathan, I'm going to hold
you
over the commercial break. So don't hang up. We got to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Nathan in Northern California. And the reality is that the CIA does have a huge number of front companies. And some of them are used to carry out covert actions like Brewster, Jennings and Associates, which was outed and destroyed along with Valerie Plame. And a lot of the CIA front companies are cutouts in order to give the CIA plausible deniability in certain issues. Now, we know the CIA has been running their own drug cartel going back at least as far as Vietnam, and I think it's safe to assume that they're not just putting all that money in their own pockets, although they're putting some of it. But a good example, when they were smuggling cocaine into Arkansas, yes, they put some of it in their pockets, but most of it was being spent to build these weapons that were being sent back down to Nicaragua. So in all the years since, again, Vietnam, it may be assumed that the CIA has plowed much of that drug cash into other front companies that even Congress will have no idea are front companies. So we really can't know. But Fusion GPS could very easily be a CIA front company that is tasked to carry out dirty work. It purports to be an opposition research company, but very obviously with the discrediting of Christopher Steele's dossier, it's there just to create plausible propaganda.
Well, I think you're right, Michael. And, you know, I think Dick Morris was spot on when he asked that question. And the documentary I saw on Air America, they basically said at one time when they were operating in Southeast Asia, only about 12 people knew that Air America was CIA. It was,
yes,
it was just incredible. And I don't blame Fusion GPS for not wanting to show their bank records, because at the same time with this other complaint, maybe those bank records can be traced to, you know, government payments, you know, to the operation to support it. I don't know how it was functioning, whether it was profitable or not. But I really
believe they might
be
getting their funding through another cutout company. There could be a cutout after cutout after cutout. It depends on how sensitive the operation is.
Yeah, and probably would take a lot of patience and work to you know, get through the mess. But I really think Fusion GPS is probably CIA. I thought Dick Morris hit the nail on the head, and thank you very much for your comments. I appreciate it, and I hope maybe, just maybe, you might get lucky and crack the nut on that problem.
Well, it's certainly something that I and probably a lot of other people are going to be looking into in the very near future. So, Nathan, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to start with Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, I'm going to have to take you through the identification break, but what is on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Yeah, your listeners are right on in a lot of spots, but I'll wait.
Oh, actually, there's the music, Dustin. There's the music. We're going to do the break.
Okay.
When we come on back, you'll just start fresh, okay? We'll be back after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.